Up North News with Pat Kreitlow is a product of Courier Newsroom and has a joint sales agreement with Civic Media. Enjoy.
Follow Up North News online anytime. Search Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter for Up North News WI and our homepage, upnorthnewswi.com.
Morning. It's Tuesday, August 16th. This is Up North News. I'm Pat Kreitlow. We've been talking about how it's primary election day in Wyoming and Alaska. In Wyoming, Liz Cheney is quite likely going to lose the chance to keep her seat in Congress, though. I don't know. Maybe she can run as a write-in in the general. I'm not sure of the rules there. Meanwhile, in Alaska, we talked about how Sarah Palin is running in a special election for an open House seat. And I just wanted to bring that back because I just found a quote from her talking about how Alaska is now using what's been called a jungle primary, where there's no parties. You know, it's the top two candidates move on to the general election, no matter what party they're from. And in November, they're also going to use ranked choice voting. Which is a very interesting system that makes sure that whoever wins the election has support from the majority of voters, even if they weren't necessarily their first choice. And while that's a lot to take in and a lot to learn, leave it to Sarah Palin to describe it in a recent interview as, quote, that newfangled weirdo voting system we have where it's mail-in only ballots. Well, the special election is a traditional election with in-person voting, and voters are able to request absentee ballots. But, you know, apparently that's newfangled and weirdo enough for Sarah Palin. And I just don't know if Alaska or the country can handle, you know, going back to this era. But we may go back to the Trump era, you know, in 2024. Who knows?
I would say go back to the Sarah Palin era. I feel like she kicked this whole thing off, Pat. It was kind of a precursor of what was to come, so it almost makes sense for her to, you know, get back into the national stage of politics.
One of my favorite TV news hosts to watch is on MSNBC, Nicole Wallace. And part of the reason I enjoy her so much isn't just that she, you know, is, you know, a never Trumper Republican who has been, you know, speaking truth to power and whatnot, but she is basically paying her penance in being part of the McCain campaign that brought Sarah Palin on board. Of course, she is talked at length about the frustrations of, you know, coming to terms with who Sarah Palin is and what a disaster she was. But I have more respect for her in part because I remember when Nicole Wallace was Nicole Devenish as a young, you know, single woman who was working for the campaign of George W. Bush back in 2000 when he was running. And Nicole had to do the local TV interviews as the campaign spokesperson. And so working for Channel 13 at the time, we would interview her by satellite and she would speak on behalf of the Bush campaign. I didn't agree with anything that she said, but I just remember thinking she was brilliant. She clearly, you know, had the tools to, you know, describe George W. Bush in the most glowing terms. And, you know, ultimately Bush prevailed over Gore in 2000. And then I didn't hear anything of her again until, as Nicole Wallace, she was working, you know, for the McCain campaign and reacting to the disaster that was Sarah Palin back in the day. And now she's basically appointment viewing for a lot of folks on afternoon cable. Before we talk about the legislative races with Bob Look, who's a candidate for state Senate, I did want to just very quickly address a headline that some people have gotten very excited about. I'm not, and I don't think people should read too much into it. And it deals with the Ron Johnson U.S. Senate race against Mandela Barnes. The Republican Senate Campaign Committee has announced a huge cutback in its TV ad spending in three critical states, including Wisconsin, you know, along with Pennsylvania and Arizona. And we're talking about cutting about $2 million worth of TV ads in Madison and Green Bay alone. ads that might have been, you know, pro Ron Johnson. They may have been anti Mandela Barnes. You know, we don't really know. These decisions, along with Pennsylvania and Arizona, let's see, they're cutting more than $5 million in Pennsylvania, another $2 million in Arizona. And, you know, apparently this says more about current fundraising directly to the National Republican Senatorial Committee than anything else. And yeah, raising money is never easy. But I'd urge caution on a couple of fronts before people get too, you know, either giddy or panicky on the Republican side about it. First off, we did see this 6 years ago when the National Republican Party kind of wrote off Ron Johnson. You know, he was not looking good in his race, his rematch against Russ Feingold. And so there were cutbacks in spending then. But I mean, we all know what happened from there. Donald Trump, you know, shocked the world, and Ron Johnson came along for the ride after promising not to run for a third term. And, you know, here we are. So he has seen commercial cutbacks before. The other thing, though, that's important to note is the National Republican Senatorial Committee is one of a, you know, seemingly a galaxy of groups that are out there. So donors are not dumping their money there. But that's not to say they're not dumping their money elsewhere in all of the various super PACs that, you know, don't have to report their donors. And I don't think we're going to see any downturn in Ron Johnson ads or attacks on Nelson Mandela. So I just Mandela Barnes. So I just wanted to get ahead of, you know, that sense. We're still going to see plenty of ads. We're not seeing any cutback coming. Bob Look, candidate for Senate, the state Senate, District 29 next. You're up north.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1.